Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Good evening. The Wednesday podcast, Rastafari podcast, Wisdom Wednesday. Wednesday Wisdom.
Solomon Nimal, Arsu, Befit, Bonet,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Psalm 94, a chant for the congregation, the avenger, the vengeance Jehovah, to thee, to the I belongs, proclaim thy wrath aloud, great judge of all, redress our wrongs, let justice smite the proud. They say, Jah, nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain, but should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to render proud. A reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with these which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Original justice man, champion song.
When I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Modern vampires of the city, until blood, blood, blood.
You could have come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Could have come from firehouse, or you come from Tower Hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from Libya, or you come from America. Could have come from Europe, or you come from Africa. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have be an Irishman or an Englishman. Could have be a Mexican or a weather Indian. One blood, one blood. A man or a weather policeman or a weather civilian said they will a we a one. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from London or you come from Birmingham. Could have come from Brooklyn or you come from Boston. One blood, one blood, one blood. The first thing in
Salamta Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Well, all this crime of violence, trials and tribulations. Well, unemployment of young Kaboyan, and then
I feel like
set up, come on, hey.
your profit on the loss of life, so we're not living as we should. In the neighborhood, we have to wonder if they would issue guns on Sesame Street to little children if they could. It is violence in the street. My brothers got no time to sleep. Said they can't find a job, cause they don't fit the description. It's this violence in the street. My brothers got no time to sleep. Said they can't find a job, so at night they kill and rob. They give us dreams and aspiration, then you turn us down, you turn us down. You build up community centers, break them down, then you break them down. Every day you don't know exactly what you've done. After you've been the slum, and then you eat your gun. Situation's bad, and I'm real fed up.
Disrespect or something, but man just won't have it. Broke pocket or something, where we get man trapped. You try to hide you through a rainbow deck, I don't know map it. I have a couple grindy tender, ready figure swap it. You wear a crackle and a pop and all your chain him snap it. And if you come on Miami, man rap your winner Spanish. You take a chance of all of you belong easy vanish. And all your gallop and they play and she a play astonish. Woman that tick was off a line and they map mix match it. And all you can't afford a gun and rap you with a ratchet. And all the victims try to run and buckle to him panic. Police are pull me down and rap we in a traffic. Set them on the friend up on the line and they map dispatch it. Them talking about your pocket bump and about your wrist gadget. Suffer right and have the masses in the young me like it.
It's been violence in the street. My mother can't find food to eat. Brother can't find a job. He doesn't fit the description. It's been violence in the street. My brother's got no time to sleep. And they can't hold down a job, so at night they kill and rob.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
diamonds and pearl, and feel like they're on top of the world. They shall fade away. Hear what I say. The rich is getting richer every day, and the little that the poor man got, it shall be taken away. Do you hear what I say? The man who worships silver and gold shall surely, surely, surely lose his own soul, then fade away. One who's always acting smart and don't carry no love in his heart shall fade away. God is here and there and everywhere. Game unfair, so people beware, or else you fade away. Hey, beware, or then you fade away. You gotta fade, gotta fade, gotta fade now.
Taken away.
If you got your money in your pocket, a wolf man, I know it's incapable, but you can lock it down till you, yeah. When I'm passing D&T, I'm gonna spin down on a street, yeah. You can see that drop and put it back, but I might put it forward, yeah. Cause all you see, that's how it is. Revolutionary man moving around like mercenary, killing each and every day. That's what the brother got to say. No way to run and hide. You kinda got to move with the tide, I tell you. You gotta keep up the stride, I tell you, yeah. We don't be when we get to. Forward on, black man, forward on, yeah. Ain't no sun when the king power ain't around. So roots man, you gotta be round and keep on moving around to this town. Yeah.
The rich is getting richer every day.
Some are kinda sleeping on the couch and some are getting real and really fine. But I see if you don't live above your means, then you'll be around to taste in the scene. Yeah. I'm black man, you got to know yourself. Or maybe you're gonna get kicked off the shelf, yeah. Black man, you got to know yourself. Or you may get kicked off the shelf until you got no one to blame but yourself. Yeah.
Don't fade away. Yeah.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. War, 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 war.
Woe be unto the bloody city that is filled with liars, robbers, and thieves. Woe be unto the bloody city that's filled with liars, robbers, and thieves. Depart from evil and do good.
Put your trust in vanity. city that's filled with lions, robbers, and thieves. Why y'all, why y'all, y'all, y'all.
Salamta Beit Eseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 120. Needs more. Cough. Needs more. What is the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews? It's a Hamelot. Psalm 120 needs more. What is the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews? It's a Hamelot. Song of ascent, song of degrees. And seeing the slanderous tongue. Bella Yahuwah, Liyahuwah, Liyahuwah, Ba, Sarata, Li, Karati, Wa, Ya, Eleni. In my distress I called to Yahuwah, called to Jehovah, and he answered me. Eliyahuwah, Ba, Sarata, Li, Karati, Wa, Ya, Eleni. Slanderous tongue, today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Since opinions are divided whether an individual prays for deliverance from a campaign of slander, or it is the nation which is suffering from this cause, the slanderous tongue. Perhaps it was originally a personal cry and was afterward applied to a national emergency, such as the lying allegations of the Samaritans to hinder the rebuilding of the temple, as we have in Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1, or the intrigues of Sanballat and Tobiah to stop the construction of the wall around Yerushalayim in Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 1. Quote, the collection of pilgrim songs is appropriately introduced by one expressive of the unrest arising from compulsory association with uncongenial and hostile neighbors. It's like when we say, you may be my color, but not my kind, skin folk, but not my kin folk. The unrest that arises from compulsory association, or we could say misidentification, with uncongenial and hostile neighbors, like living in a ghetto or a particular part of town where you have no choice. Now, the psalmist in I laments that his sensitive nefesh, his sensitive soul, psyche, has been so long obliged to be a sojourner where he, and I and I and we, has heard nothing but lying and strife. The psalmist in today's daily psalm needs more cough, the slanderous tongue. The psalmist in I laments his and I sensitive soul, sensitive nefesh, sensitive psyche, that she has been so long obliged to be a sojourner where he and I and we
has heard nothing, not a zilch, nothing, but lying and strife. Weary of these liars and strife. His soul, his nefesh, and I soul stretches her wings. I nefesh, I suke, I psyche got to stretch her wings toward a land, a consciousness, a land of rest. Thus his feeling and the feeling ill at ease amidst present surroundings, it stings him. It stings I to take the pilgrim's staff and try. I must try. Today's daily psalm. Psalm Kof, Kaf, Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, Psalm CXX, according to Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, Psalm 120.
My next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Mizmor Kof Kaf. Mizmor Kof Kaf.
Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
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 we were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, 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 great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with 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 sheaves.
Whatsoever song I make.
flashing days. All the passing by, looking at thy hand, how they're writing upon the wall, yet no man knows the minute, the hour when thou shall arrive. So that's why I build my hope on the solid foundation.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari. Legashun, Agarashun, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
مزمور متواسرات تيني بك النف متوهايا يما أرق مزمور بتج أنك جزي ودك زيافير جوف سماين كامت أنيا كفرك شنغاي ماندبت عبيتو نفسي نادنا سلا شنغلا اندبت منني ستوهال من السيج أمرو اللهال اندبرهان جاتسم يهايالان سلاط وچه تسالو ناتشو መኖሪያ የራቀ እኔ ወዮልኝ በቀዳር ድንኳኖች አደረ ሰላምን ከመጥሉ ጋር ነፍሴ ብዙ ጊዜ ኖረች እኔ ሰላማዊ ነኝ በተናገርኳቸው ጊዜ ግን በከንቱ ተሰለፉብኝ
Psalm 120 In my distress I cried unto the Lord and he heard me Deliver my soul O Lord from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. War, 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 war.
מזמור קופקף, שיר המעלות. אל אדוני בת קראת לי, קראתי ויענני. אדוני, הצילה נפשי משפת שקר, מלשון רמייה. מה ייתן לך ומה יוסיף לך לשון רמייה? חיצי גיבור שנונים, עם גחלי רתמים. אויה לי כי גרתי משך, שכנתי עם פוהולי כדר. רבת שכנה לה נפשי עם שונא שלום. אני שלום וכי אדבר המה למלחמה.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amarik.
مزمور متو عسر عزتين بك النف متو هيا يما أرق مزمور بتج أنكو جزي ودك زيابير جوخ سمانيم كامت أنيا كم فرق شنغاي ماندبت عبيتو نفسينا دنات سلا شنغلا اندبت منن يساتو حال من السيج أمرو اللحال اندبرا هانج اتفم يهايا لان فلاس وچتا سالو ناتشو መኖሪያ የራቀ እኔ ወዮልኝ በቀዳር ድንኳኖች አደረ ሰላምን ከመጥሉ ጋር ነፍሴ ብዙ ጊዜ ኖረች እኔ ሰላማዊ ነኝ በተናገርኳቸው ጊዜ ግን በከንቱ ተሰለፉብኝ
ሰላምተና ጤና ይስጥልኝ greetings ወንድሞቼ Yes, I, Salanta Ami, my people, my brothers. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Sedek. Salantana, Tena Yistaling, greetings, Wendemoche. Yes, I, Salanta Ami, my people, my brothers. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Sedek. After the order of Melchizedek, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem Yeshua, Beyesus Christos. Yes, I. We have today's daily psalm from the Mezmore David, the Psalm of David, Meto Haya Psalm, Psalm 120. And this psalm is themed, Yes, Salam Tzeroch. Yes, Salam Tzeroch. In other words, the enemies, the haters, the enemies. In other words, the protesters or the enemy's essence of peace. Yeah, Salam Tzeroch. Tzeroch. Right? The protesters, I don't want to say Protestant in a sense, it's an interesting connection. The Hebrew, what's the Hebrew? The Hebrew gives us the ground. So we're going to ride up right here according to the royal order. And here in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Here we're going to ride up with Psalm 120. It's a song of degrees. In the royal Amharic, yeah, ma'arig, mezmor, yeah, ma'arig, the aliyah, the going up, also in the sense of the pilgrimage, right, that pilgrimage, that returning, right, to the land, that returning to the land even the three times in the year, the pilgrim feast and festivals. So we have today's daily psalm, Mikai and I begin, besima'ab, wewelid, wemenifested, kedus, ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the one source in the Jemralen, we begin. Yem Arig Mezmur, a song of degrees. Kuter And, verse 1. Betet eneko hu gize, wede egeziari herachohu hu. Semanyim, in my distress I cried to egeziari her, to the sustainer, to the good, to the generous Ab. Betet eneko hu gize, wede egeziari herachohu hu. Semanyim, and he heard. And he heard I, Samanyim, and he heard I. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Ka amet enya kanferka shengayim andevet avetu. Nefsin adnat. Deliver my soul. Nefsin adnat. Avetu. I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house, from lying lips. From a deceitful tongue, ka'amet enya kenfer, from a rebellious lip, ka'amet enya kenfer, kashen gayim andevet, from a flattering style of speech, ka'amet enya kenfer, kashen gayim andevet, avietu, nefsin adnat, kuter source, verse 3. Seleshin gelan devet, minem yisetual, minesa yichemru lehal. What shall be given to the eye? What shall be given to the eye? Or what shall be done to the eye? Thou false tongue. Sile Shingelan Devet, for thy flattering style of speech, Sile Shingelan Devet, Minam Yisatuhal, what will they give you? Minam Yisatuhal, Minisa Yichamrul Lahal, what will they add? What will they add to the eye? Kutera Arat, verse 4. In the Baraha in Cheta of him, Ye Hayalana Philatsocha, Yet the Salunacho, sharp arrows of the mighty, sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. In the Baraha in Cheta of him, Ye Hayalan Philatsoch, Yet the Salunacho, Kutera Amist. Verse 5. Menoria ye yerake ne woyolin bek edar din kwanocha darhu. Woe is me. Woe is I. Hine woyolin, woyolin. Woe is I that I sojourn in Meshech. That I dwell in the tent of Kedar, of Kedar, Kedar. Menoria ye yerake ne woyolin, that my dwelling yerake is far in ne I woyolin, woe is I, be kedar din kwanoch, in the tents of kedar adarhu, I have dwelt. Kutera sadist, verse 6. Salamin kamiya telugar nefseya bizugize norech, my soul she hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace, that hateth salam. Salamin kamiyat elugar nefse bizugize norech. Kuter sebat, verse 7. Hine salamawi neny betenagar huacho gize gin bekentu ateselephobin. I am for peace. Hine salamawi nain, I hine am for peace, salamawi nain. But when I speak of betenagar huacho agize gin, but when I speak them, when I speak to them, when I speak them, the time I speak betenagar huacho agize gin, they are for war, bekentu in vain. In vain, in uselessness, for nothing. Bekentu, bekentu, teselefubin. In vain, in vanity, teselefubin. They war, they war against me, 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 against me.
Mazmur metwasrazeteng, bekennif metuhaya. የማዕረግ መዝሙር በተጨነቅኩ ጊዜ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮህ ሰማኝም ካመፀኛ ከንፈር ከሸንጋይም አንደበት አቤቱ ነፍሴን አድናት ስለ ሽንገላ አንደበት ምንን ይሰጡሃል ምንስ ይጨምሩልሃል እንደ በረሃ እንጨት ፍም የሃያላን ፍላጾች የተሳሉ ናቸው መኖሪያዬ የራቀ እኔ ወዮልኝ በቀዳር ድንኳኖች አደረ ሰላምን ከመጠሉ ጋር ነፍሴ ብዙ ጊዜ ኖረች እኔ ሰላማዊ ነኝ በተናገርኳቸው ጊዜ ግን በከንቱ ተሰለፉብኝ
So people still searching for this truth here which this reggae music you know bring Christ to them and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari
I always pray. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, gramawi rasatar madani alam, tina istiling the ghost and the ghast. Side cube.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Mizmor Kufkaf, Shir Hamma'alot, El Adonai Batsaratali, Karati Vayyaneni, Adonai Hatsira Nafshi Mishefat Sheker, Millashon Remiya, Mai Yitten Lecha Uma Yosif Lach, Lashon Remiya, Hitze Gibor Shenunim, Im Gahale Retamim, Oyali Ki Garti Meshech, שכנתי עם פועלי כדר, רבץ שכנה לנפשי עם שונא שלום, אני שלום וכי אדבר המה למלחמה.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
Now hear the metaphysics of Meshech. Meshech, as is found and transliterated as Mesech in Psalm 120, verse 5, and as found in the Hebrew of Psalm 126 at verse 6, in the expression, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Halok yelek uabako nose meshek ha zara, the seed ha zara. Halok trotting yelek, he trots. Halok yelek ubako baka bako, he weeps ubako and he weeps. Trotting he trots ubako and weepeth, nose bearing, carrying, bearing, lifting up, bearing, nose. Meshek hazara, precious seed, or other translators translate as beareth the measure of seed. No, say meshek hazara, beareth the measure of seed. So what is meshek? as we compare and contrast this with Psalm 120, verse 5, the first part. Oyali, oyali, woe is me, ki garti meshek, that I sojourn in meshek, or KJV has mesek, which is Hebraically meshek. Oyali, ki garti meshek, a place name. Some say connected with the one of the sons of Japheth and his territory of his descendants. Or is it Meshech, connected with sowing, a possession? Let's get to the root right here, and what's the metaphysics of the Meshech and Meshech connection. So here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we have Meshech. Now, here they have in the open parenthesis, Hebrew from Persian. So here is bringing out the sense of Meshech. Mashak, point as Mashak, right? The Hebrew from the Persian, meaning a guest of the king, a guest of the Shah, Meshach, a guest of the Shah, guest of the mighty one, withdrawn from the temple. Now they said this was a name given to Mishael, one of Daniel's three companions, by the prince of the eunuchs, the prince of the officials in Babylon. Mashach was one of the three who were saved out of the fiery furnace, and that's in Daniel chapter 1, verse 7, Daniel chapter 2, verse 49, Daniel chapter 3, verses 12 to 30. Now, the metaphysics of Meshech, love. Love is the guest of the mighty one that we all seek to entertain continuously, itinually, throughout our being, being. The never-failing love of Ha-Elohim, of Ha-El, the true good, the true God. Love is the attracting power of the universe, of Ha-Olam. It is that which draws, keyword draw, right, to draw, like attract, to draw, draws to us all good. Ha-Kol-Tov, all good. It is irresistible, right? So that's the Meshech, because it's connected right before the entry on Meshech. And there's a similarity of sound, but that is the Meshech, the Hebrew from Persian. But here is the word, but just that connection with the metaphysical implications of it, to draw, that which draws to us, to draw to Einai, to attract to Einai, all good. So we have Meshech. Meshech in the Authorized Version in Psalm 120, verse 5, and also as Mesech, Mesech, M-E-S-E-C-H, in Psalm 120, verse 5. Properly, this is Ibrit, Hebrew, right? Perceptibility, Meshech, perceptibility, to perceive, perceptibility, perceptible cause, right? I.e., and that's to say, distinguish from the prime cause, the perceptible cause. Now, note that Meshech has to do with sowing, even the sense of precious seed and to sow, right? The sowing, the sense of drawing out, Meshech. Right, so we have Meshech here as perceptibility, perceptible cause, distinguished from the prime cause, or we can say the prime mover, that is not perceptible. Seen, sight, meditative conceptions. What is the Meshech? Meshech is the meditative conceptions, to conceive, the idea of conceiving, the connection with seed, and the connection even with Psalm 126, means Morukov Kafwah. So we have meditative conceptions, iceptions, the sense of drawing out. That's getting to the root word Meshech, drawing out, deducing, to deduce, to draw out. Now, who was Meshech? Meshech. Firstly, we have a son of Japhet, or Japheth, in Genesis Bereshit, Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. When I think of Japheth, right, Japheth, I think of the actor, the Hebrew, the black Jew, the black Hebrew actor from back in the days, Japheth Koto. Japheth Koto, K-O-T-T-O, Japheth Koto, or Japheth Koto. Look him up. Check out his movie. You've probably seen him. But here we have Meshech as son of Japheth in the first entry in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. The second Meshech, right, is in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 17. Now, Mash, the son of Aram, is called Meshech. Meshech is mentioned in Ezekiel. In Ezekiel, Yechezkel, Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 13, with Tubal and Javan. With Tubal and Yawan, from Yawan or Javan, we get the Ionians, right? The original, we can say the original black and brown people that were the original, quote, Greeks, right? The Yawan, the Ionians, Tubal and Yawan. Two other sons of Japhet, of Japheth. There, the names, no doubt, they refer to countries in Bereshit, right? As well as in Ezekiel, Yechezkel, right? To countries, or to tribes, clans of people descended from these men and called by their name, called by their name. So the reference here to Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 3. Now, the metaphysics of that Meshech, right, perception. Once again, we have the key word perception, perceiving, perception through the senses, perception through the senses. Now, we have 10 senses, 5 are wise, 5 are foolish, right? But the perception, metaphysically here, is through the senses. Judging according to appearances, Meshech. Judging according to appearances, how it appears. Judging according to appearances. The work of the mind in its drawing of conclusions and in conceiving, sowing seeds. Conception, the whole word conception, comes from the act of sowing seed. And Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow has as its main theme, Chabarim, the sowing, right? The sowing and the reaping. The sowing and the reaping. They that sow in tears, Hazoraim, B'dima'ah, shall reap in joy. Shall reap in joy. B'rina yikatsoru, shall reap in joy. They're sowing in tears, the sowing going forth, and the sower, went forth to sow the seed. Arobeinu Yeshua Hanotri, our Rabbi Yeshua of Nazareth, taught I and I the Talmudim, and teach I and I the sower, the first of all the mashals, the parable, the sower. So here the connection of the sowers, ha-zorim, right, the sowers, ha-the-zorim, ha-zorim b'dima, in tears. Remember the word Meshech, the connection of the word Meshech? What's the connection that we have of the word Meshech? Meshech has its connection, right, has its primary connection with perception through the senses, judging according to appearances. It's the work of the mind in its drawing of conclusions and in conceiving of ideas, sowing of seed, conceiving of ideas. Is it conceivable, right? But the key here is where it says judging by appearances. Because in connecting this with Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, and particularly with the sixth verse, Halok Yelek Ubako Nose Meshech Ha Zara Boya Boab Rin Nose Elumotayo. And what is this? He that goeth forth, triding he trideth. Halok Yelek, triding he trideth. Ubako, and he weepeth. Bearing precious seed, nose, Meshech Hazara, nose, bearing, carrying, lifting up, bearing, sowing in that sense, the implication of the Meshech, sowing, nose, Meshech Hazara, bo ya bo, shall doubtless, bo. Now, bo is interesting, bo is like to go or to come in that sense, going, right? Triding he trideth, the halok yelek in the first part of the wow, the sixth verse. The second part, bo yabo. Halok yelek, and then we have bo yabo, berina. So going he shall go, or the sense of coming he shall come. Bo yabo, he shall like return to enter. The idea of the bo, the ba, right? The gibba, and gibba we have in the royal harp, but the bo here is the sense of entering in. So after halok yelek, he's triding, he trides. Bako, why weeping? Why does he weep? Right? Because of the anxiety, right, that sowing, the peasant sowing his seed has tears of anxiety, because when you sow the seed, not every seed bears the desired fruit. This is from Gormawi Negus Neges. We heard His Majesty say this, that not every seed bears the desired fruit. So though the peasant, the farmer, goes forth to sow, it's not every seed that is sown that is going to grow and going to bear fruit. So thus there are these tears of anxiety. You know, you're anxious. Will it rain today? Will it have enough rain? Will there be enough sunlight? Will the weather be good and just right? For what reason? For the bo yabo, berina. Go, his going, entering in, he comes home. The sense of he shall come home, berina. Or KJV has, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. But that idea of doubtless, right, there's some doubt about that doubtless, shall doubtless. But more better is, he shall come, he shall enter in the sense of it, he shall come home.
Bo, Yabo, Berina. After that day's work, that day's labor out in the field, he returns, right? He returns, especially in the time of reaping. Bo, Yabo, Berina, no se elumotayo. No se elumotav, no se elumotayo. No se bearing. Notice, first in the first part, no se meshek hazara. No se bearing meshek hazara, bearing precious zara, zara, bearing precious seed, or bearing hazara, bearing the precious seed. That's when he halok yelek, when he tried and going out there to try, like the tried, like the wine press, so to speak, with trying to go forward to sow, sowing while sowing, right? So no say, he bore what? He bore that measure of seed, the precious seed. Then when he comes, he returns, and that return is now at the end of the fulfillment. The first part is the sowing, right, in times of sowing and reaping. So in the sowing time, in putting forward that seed, there's anxiety whether the earth, right, receives it well, whether the sun and the rain and whether the Almighty will bless that which you have sown. Then the second part, bo ya bo, berina no se elumotayo, elumotayo, aluma, right, the sheaves, bringing forth the fruit, the fruitification, the fruitfulness, right, and the meshek part of it, no se, bearing, meshek, the precious, the measure, meshek, in that sense of bearing the possession of the seed, bearing the precious seed, bearing that seed, right, that perceptible seed. Remember meshek, the metaphysical of meshek, perceptibility, perceptible cause, that's distinguished from the prime cause. The prime cause is ha'el, 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 ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, Yehovah, Jehovah, as we have even in Psalm 126, right, where it reads in the third verse, Higdili Yahuwah la esot imanu hayinu semachim, Jehovah, he who be who he be, have done great things with us, imanu, have done great things, Higdil Yahuwah la esot imanu, we be hayinu, we be, we become hayinu semachim. Hayino semechim, hayino semechim. We become ones of samach, joy, rejoice, right? Rejoices, glad ones. We become glad ones, right? Although they that sow in tears, right, the principle, shall reap in joy. Be dima'a, be rina yikasoru. Though he goeth on his way weeping, that beareth the measure of seed, the precious, the drawing of the seed, halok yelek ubako nose meshek hazara, he shall come home with joy, bearing his sheaves, bo ya bo berina nose elumotao. And thus, chaverim, chavruta, chaverim, my fellow Talmudim, thus the moral right here, 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 is till, continue to till, till, and till on, until, till, and till, till some more, till some more, till some more, yes I, Rastafari, till some more,
till
more,
till
more,
till
more,
till
more,
till
more,
till
more.
Well, I celebrate the Almighty Father with praise, and yes, black people, I love you always. Bam, 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 till it's some more, till this side some more. Here war a gwan and the ghetto youth poor. Till it's some more, ain't so a miss a poor. Y'all get a youth skull and poor. So farmer man, till it's some more, till it's some more. Politician war a gwan, so put the food on me door. Till it's some more, till it's some more. Now, make the youth set secure, no, now. This is the awakening, rise from the dust. Get to you, stop complaining and go manifest your work as early as the morning with the load of the stuff with food. From his sweat not, and from sun, me bring it come. I think son, be full of them blood. Get to you hungry, me a beg you, no fuss, no bad laugh. Because the government a post, me not go carry them stuff. Don't get rooks off and not get brush. So till it's some more, till it's some more. Get to you hungry, me say get to you small. Till it's some more, till this side some more. Babylon a war and you hungry and poor. Farmer till it some more, just till this side little more. Get to you hungry and the black come and them poor. Till it some more, till it some more. Yow! bunti a door. Then them a war. When the bingy you tell you still a see I like water in a rock, me comparing them dry, me compare of all of them. Problem pacify and pacify, satisfy, get a youth face and a cry. Remember, the real emperor still a see I. Cease from your heart, put down your gun, not be a death to youth to die. How give your authority, your little guy? Eat some more, you see, get a youth to fuss and get a youth to live for. Till decide some more, since last you decide more. Now, them have to get a youth, collaborate myself, it eat some more. Give me righteousness more. Fear war a gun and get a youth, collaborate. Give me little more, give me the good air for sure. I look to the east, and I gather a stuff for right children and make them no sense. Babylon system is the beast and the head is John Pope and Elizabeth and the rest of all of them way are mixed up in a meat and them bloody feast. Have them together season from poor people them a teach. Me tell the ghetto youths and them now figure how we need cause Babylon have up them watching. Kill it some more, kill it some more. There were a gun and ghetto youths them born. Kill it some more, kill it some more. Yo, farmer put down all the food on me door. Me say kill it some Babylon. And no kill nothing more. Or else Rasta a God judge your face. Or no kill nothing more. Righteousness more. Get a youth hungry and poor. Well then, rise up from the awakening. From the dust, no complaint for manifest. I work as early as the morning. Load up morning talk. From me some rest from all people it up. From sun touch the city, give them food. Me full up them gun, do no fuss. Me nah go carry them stuff. Babylon get rooks up. No for them get brush my fill. And them a cough, them teeth, them no brush. Yeah, come, kill it some more.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Shabbat.
Strong, 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 strong.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering, hear for this Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath offering, Sabbath contributions, Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath free will gifts. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 26, here at verse 15, for the Rabbi. Here for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah,
fourth Aliyah. We asita etahak erashim la mishkana itzei yashitim omdim. The tabernacles, hamishkan, the eighth item, the boards and sockets. And thou, the eye, shalt make boards for the tabernacle, shitim wood standing up. We asita etaha kerashim la mishkana itzeya shetim omdim, and thou the eye shalt make the boards. We asita etaha kerashim for the tabernacle la mishkan of acacia wood itzei shetim standing up omdim. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall be, shall there be, in one board, set in order one against another. Thus like this shalt thou make for all the boards of Hamishkan, for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou, the eye, shalt make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side, southward, And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenants, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenants. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards, and there 40 sockets silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of HaMishkan and sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards. And 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of HaMishkan, the corners of the tabernacle, in the 2 sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath. And they shall be coupled together above the head of it to one ring. Thus, like this, shalt it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners. And they shall be 8 boards, and their sockets silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. HaMishkan, the tabernacle, the 9th item, the outside bars. Verse 26, and thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the 2 sides westward. The tabernacle, HaMishkan, the 10th item, the bar in the midst. Verse 28. And the middle bar in the midst of the boards shall reach from end to end. HaMishkan, the tabernacle, 11th item, the overlay of gold. Verse 29. And thou, the eye, shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings gold. Places for the bars, and thou shalt overlay the bars with gold, and thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was shewed the eye in the mount. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Chamishi, Aliyah, hear for the 5th reading, the 5th up offering here for this Shabbat Teruma, Sabbath offering, Sabbath gifts, Sabbath contributions, Sabbath free will gifts. Here picking up with the 2nd book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 26, here at verse 31, for the Chamishi here for the 5th Aliyah, the tabernacle, HaMishkan. The 12th item, the inner veil. We'asita faroketa tekeleta we'argamana we'tol'ata shaniya we'sheisha ma'shazara ma'iseya hosheva ya'ise otaha k'ruim. And thou, the eye, shalt make a veil of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen of cunning work. With cherubim, kiruvim, shall it be made. We'asita faroketa tekelet, and thou, the eye, shall make a faroketa, veil, tekelet, of blue, with argaman and purple, with tolata shani and scarlet, with sheisha mashazara and fine twined linen, ma'iseh hosheva ya'iseh taha keruvim, with kiruvim, cherubim, the work of the skillful workman shall it be made. And thou shalt hang it upon 4 pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the 4 sockets of silver. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the tatches, that thou mayest bring in hither within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide to you between the holy place and the most holy. And the veil, we natata etaha paruketa tahata hak erasin. We hei beta. Vehebeta Shamma Mia Beta La Parketa Eta Ronaha Eduta. We Hiva Dila Haparoketa Lakema Beinaha Kodesha Uvena Kodesha Ha Kadashim. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the clasp. We Natataha Etaha Paroketa Tahataha Kerasim. And shalt bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony. Wehebeta shamma mi beta la paroketa eta arona ha edut. The ark of the testimony, the aron ha edut. Wehivadila ha paroketa la kema bain. Ha kodesh uvena kodesha ha kadashim. And the veil shall divide to you between the holy place, ha kodesh, and the most holy, and the kodesh ha kadashim. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy, in the most set apart. When natata etaha taha ta poreta alla arona ha eduta de kodesha ha kadashim. And I shall put the ha kaporet, the ark cover, the kaporeta ha kaporeta al ha al haron ha edut. Put the kaporet, the ark cover, the mercy seat, ha kaporet, upon the ark of the testimony, al aron ha edut, in the most holy place, b'kodesh ha kadashim. And thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the menorah and the lampstand over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side. The tabernacle, Hamishkan, the 13th item, the outer veil, verse 36. And thou shalt make an hanging for the door of the tent, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, wrought with needlework, wrought with needlework. We asita masak li fetach ha ohel. Tekelet we argamana we tolaata shani we sheisha mashazara ma ise rokein. And thou shalt make a screen for the door of the tent. We asita masak li fetach. Make a door, thou shalt make a screen for the door. We asita masata le fetach ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel ha ohel. We asita masak le fetach ha ohel. And I shall make a screen. We asita masak for the door le fetach ha ohel, the door of the tent, tikeleta wargamana we tolaata shani, of blue and purple and scarlet, with sheisha mashazara, and fine twined linen, ma'iset roke, the work of the weaver in colors, ma'iset roke, the work of the weaver in colors. And thou shalt make for the hanging five pillars, shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold, and thou shalt cast five sockets of brass for them. We asita la masata ha ha chamisha chamisha. We asita la masaka ha mi chamisha. We asita la masaka ha chamisha. We asita la masaka chamisha. Amudeya shitima we sipita otam zahab. Wa we hem. Wa we hem a zahaba we ya sakita lahem. Chamisha Asita la masata hamisha amudeya shitima wiz epita otam zahab wa yehema zahaba we yatzaketa lahem hamisha adnei ni khoshe 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 khoshe.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for Rasta works a manifest and it a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course, the tide is rising with the moon. It only takes a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youths for not to dread and Babylon, put them in platoon. The trials and the perils deeper than the blue lagoon. Them a want for know them mystery and a sister them a moon. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get up on your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Each and every time you see we forward up a door, there will be something for you. Jah gave Moses 10 commandments upon 2 tablets of stone. Led Israel out of Egypt and then promised them a home. Samson slew the Philistines with a donkey jawbone. And David slew Goliath with a two weapon. Blessed be the man where walketh not in a the war zone. Blessed be the man where hear not in a peon ground. Blessed be the herbs that keep we eye on a peon stone. Fire for your man where sit down in a Babylon throne. Kill a human, go a dance and left them pick me them alone. Cannot take care of yourself, they get the young red in a room. Population under pressure, still them have more money clown. And all the wasted love that has been lost has now been found. Christ fed the multitude with only one loaf of bread. Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. Still there is something.
And love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder. And love is in the presence of the love maker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder. And love is in the...
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Fear is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer.
And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
Mizmor Kof Kaf, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, Psalm CXX, Shir HaMa'elot, Eliyahuwa, Vatrata Eliyah, Parati Vaya'eneni, a song of degrees of going up, Shir HaMa'elot, Eliyahuwa, to Bidu Bidu Yidi, Vatrata Li, in my distress, in distress for I, batata li. In distress for I, anxiety, tightness. Distress for I, karati waya inaini. I call to he who be who he be, waya inaini. And he answered me, he answered. Eli Yahuwah, batata li. Karati waya inaini. Yahuwah, hatilah nashi anisafa, shekar milashon remiya. Oh, he who be, we be, deliver my soul from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. Yahuwah, Hatzilah, Nashi. He who be, who he be, Hatzilah, Hatzilah. Deliver her, deliver Nashi. Deliver my soul, deliver my psyche. Mitzafat, from lips, Sheker, from lying lips. Mitzafat, Sheker. Mi'lashon, Remiya. And from tongue, remiya, deceitful. And from a deceitful tongue, a tongue that is deceit, that is full of deceit. Yahuwah hatzilah nafshi, mi sefat sheker, mi lashon remiya. Ma yitein alika, uma yosif lak, lashon remiya. What shall be given to thee, and what shall be done mo to thee, thou deceitful tongue? Ma yitain, what yitain, what to give lika to the eye, uma, and what yosif lak, and what to add to the eye, lashon remiya, lashon tongue remiya, tongue that is deceit, tongue that is full of deceit, deceitful tongue, O thou deceitful tongue, ma yitain lika, uma yosif lak, lashon remiya. Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of broom. Arrows, gibor of the mighty. Shinunim, sharp ones. Chitzei gibor shinunim. Aim gachleya ritamim. Aim with gachlei coals of ritamim. Coals of broom. Coals of ritamim, rotamim, coals of juniper, coals of broom. Chitzei gibor shinuni, aim bachelei ritamim. Oila li ki gartia mesheka. Shakanti aim aholeya kedar. Woe is me. Oya, oya li, oya li, woe. For me, woe is I. Oyali ki agarti meshek. That I sojourn with meshek. Ki for garti, I sojourning meshek. I sojourn in meshek with meshek. Shakanti aim ahole kedar. That I dwell beside the tent of Adar of Kedar. Shakanti, that I dwell aim. Ahole, with the tent of Kedar. Oyali ki gartia meshek. Shakanti aim ahole kedar. Rabata shakna lahana shi aima sone shalom. My soul, my psyche, she hath full long had her dwelling with him that hateth peace. Rabat, rabat, nuff nuff, rabat, nuff nuff, shakna. she dwell in Shakna Laha. Dwelling her, dwelling for her, Navshi, my soul, Rabbata Shakna Laha, Navshi, with E, Sone, Shalom, Sone, hater, hater of Shalom, hater of peace, Rabbata Shakna Laha, Navshi, E, Sone, Shalom, Ani, Shalom, Wiki, Edabir, Hey, Mala Milchama, I am peace. I am peace. Ani, I. Shalom, peace. Ani, shalom. I am all peace. Ani, shalom. Wiki, edaber. Wiki, and when edaber. Edaber, I speak. Wiki, edaber. Hey, ma. Hey, ma. They themselves. They, hey, ma. La milhamma. They for war. Wiki, edaber. Hey, ma, la milhamma. But when I speak, they themselves are for war. Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120. Shir Hama'ilot, a song of degrees, a song of ascents, a song of going up. Shir Hama'ilot, Eli Yahuwa, Batarata Li, Karatiya wa Ya'neni, Yahuwa, Hatzilah Nafshi, Mi Sifat Sheker, Mi Lashon Remiya. Ma Yitain Laska, Ma Yitain Lika, Uma Yosif Lak. Lashon Rabia, Kisei Gibora Shuni Ma'ima Gachleya Ritami. Oya Li Ki Gartia Meshek, Shakanti Aima Huleya Kedar, Rabata Shakna Lahanashi, Aim Sone Shalom, Ani Shalom, Wiki Dabir, Ima Lamil Hama.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. War, 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 war.
Call in, call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full now. Now.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Mizmor Kufkaf, Shir Hamma'alot, El Adonai Batsaratali, Karati Vayyaneni, Adonai Hatsila Nafshi Missefat Sheker, Millashon Remiyah, Mai Yitten Lecha Umai Yosif Lach, Lashon Remiyah, Hitze Gibor Shenunim, Im Gahale Retamim, Oyali Ki Garti Meshech, שכנתי עם אוהלי כדר, רבת שכנה לה נפשי, עם שונא שלום, אני שלום וכי אדבר, המה למלחמה.
Psalm 120. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war, 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 war.
Mizmor Kufkaf, Shir Hamma'alot, El Adonai Batsaratali, Karati Vayyaneni, Adonai Hatsila Nafshi Misepat Sheker, Millashon Remiya, Mai Yitten Lecha Uma Yosif Lach, Lashon Remiya, Hitze Gibor Shenunim, Im Gahale Retamim, Oyali Kigarti Meshech, שכנתי עם אוהלי כדר, רבת שכנה לה נפשי עם שונא שלום, אני שלום וכי אדבר המה למלחמה.
A midrash, a study here on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm CXX. A song of the goings up. When I was in trouble, I called upon the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Hear, 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 the Aleph, the first verse, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Shir Hama'elot. Eli Yehovah, batzaratahli, karati, vayaneni. Yehovah, hatzilah nafshi, mi sefata sheker, mi lashon hermiya. A song of the goings up. Shir, a song. Hama'ilot, shir hama'ilot. A song of the ma'ilot, ma'alot, hama'alot, hama'ilot. Of the goings up. Shir hama'ilot. Eli Yehovah, batzaratahli, karati, vayaneni. When I was in trouble, I called to he who be who he be. Eli Yahuwah, El Yahuwah, to he who be who he be, Eli Yahuwah. Batzarata li, batzarata, batzarata. in trouble, Lee, for me, trouble, distress, anxiety, batsaratali, for Lee, for me, karati, I called, Eliyahuwa, batsaratali, karati, wayaineni, and he answered me, wayaineni, and he answered I. Yahuwah Hatzilah Nafshi Mi Sefatchekar Mi Lashon Remiya. Deliver my soul, O he who be who he be. Yahuwah Shahovah, O he who be who he be. Hatzilah. Deliver her. Deliver she. Hatzilah Nafshi. Deliver Nafshi. Deliver her. Snatcher. Deliver her. Snatcher. Yahuwah Hatzilah Nafshi Mi Sefat Sheker. Snatcher, deliver her, deliver my soul, deliver my psyche. Mi Sefat Sheker. Mi Sefat, from lips. Mi Sefat Sheker, from lying lips. Mi Lashon, and from tongue. Remiya, and from a deceitful tongue. Shir Hama'ilot. Eli Yahuwah Batsarata Li Karati Vayaineni. Yahuwah Hatzilah Nafshi, Mi Sefat Sheker, Mi Lashon Remiya. Jeremiah said, even in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 13, sing to the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Shiru la Yahuwah, Halu etiyoah, sing to he who be who he be, sing to Jehovah. Shiru, sing y'all, Shiru. La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah, Shiru La Yahuwah, sing to he who be who he be. Hallu, praise y'all, Hallu, Eti Yahuwah, praise he who be who he be. Shiru La Yahuwah, Hallu, Eti Yahuwah. Lama, why? Lama ze, on what occasion? Because as the verse concludes, even the verse here from Yeremiah, from Jeremiah, he hath delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Ki hitzil et nefesha ebyon miyad mira'im. For he hath delivered the soul of the needy, has snatched the soul of the needy. Ki hitzil, delivered to snatch, cause escape to snatch. Ki hitzil, et nefesh. Soul, Ebyon, of the Ebyon, of the needy, Miyad, from the hand, Miyad, Mira'im, from the hand of the Mira'im, from the hand of the evildoers. Shiru, La Yahuwah, Halu, Eti Yahuwah, Ki Hitzile, Eta Nefesh, Ebyon, Miyad, Mira'im. Sing to he who be who he be, praise y'all, he who be who he be, Jehovah. For he hath delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, delivers the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, not only will they praise him, but all men, all humanity will praise him. Thus, long ago, when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, delivered the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, all men praise Ha'el, the true good, the true God. As is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 18, verses 9 to 11, and Jethro rejoiced. And Jethro said, blessed be the Lord, who have delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods. Vayichada Yitro al kol ha'tova asher asah Yahuwah liYisrael asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness that he who be who he be, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Vayichada Yitro al kol ha'tova asher asah Yahuwah liYisrael asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yitro Baruch Yahuwah asher hitzil et kema miyad Mitzrayim umiyad paro asher hitzil et ha'am miyatachat yad Mitzrayim. And Jethro said, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, we be, who
hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, Asher Hitzil et Kema Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paro, Asher Hitzil et Ha'ama Mitachata Yad Mitzrayim. Ata Yadaiti Ki Gadol Yahuwah Mikol Ha'elohim. Now I know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, that He who be, who He be, is greater than all gods and all the Elohim. Ata yada'iti ki gadol Yahuwah mikol ha-Elohim. When Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, delivered Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah out of the fiery furnace, all men praise Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, as is said even in Daniel. In Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him." Aneya Nebuchadnezzara, we amara, berika elahi hona dia Shadraka, Meshaka, wa ebeda nego, dia shelacha, maleke, we sheziva, le abadohia, dia hitare chitzua, e lohi, ua milata, maleka, shanio, wea habu, Gesha mehona dia la yifa lechuna we la ye sigduna lekola elaha lahena leya lahehon. Full of verse right here from Daniel, here Aramaic. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Ane Nebuchadnezzar wi amara. And then Nebuchadnezzar said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake. Ane Nebuchadnezzar wi amar, berika elahehona di Shadraka Meshaka wa Abednego di Shelacha Malaike wi Sheziba le Abadohi di Hitare Chetzu Elohi u milata malaka shanio wiya habua gesha mehona di la yifa lechuna we la yisigduna lekol elaha lahen le lahehon. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Barika elahehona di Shadrach Meshach wa Abednego di Shelach Maleke we Sheziba le Abadohi di Yahitare Chitzu. These are instances out of the past, but in the future as well, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons, the children of Israel, get free of their troubles and go up out of exile, men of all nations, all nationalities, all nations will sing his praise. For it is said, a song of the goings up, Shir Hama'ilot, a song, Shir of the goings up, Hama'ilot, Shir Hama'ilot. Another comment. Note that the verse does not read, quote, a song of a going up, but a song of the goings up, Shir Hama'alot, or some say Shir Hama'alot, Shir Hama'alot, Shir Hama'alot, a song of the goings up. That the verse does not read a song of a going up, but a song of the goings up. That is to say, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, go up, Aliyah, they will go up not one height at a time, but will go up many heights at once, make heights at once. As scripture says, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, going, we shall go up and possess it. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, going, we shall go up and possess it. Allah na'ile wea yarashnu otaha. We shall go up at once and possess it. Allah na'ile wea yarashnu otaha. Going. Allah, we and I shall go up. Na'ile. Allah going. Na'ile, we, I, and I shall go, we, yarashnu, and possess, we, and yarashnu, yarashnu, otaha, and possess her. Alo, na'ile, we, yarashnu, otaha, going, we, I, and I shall go up, and possess it, and possess her. Alo, na'ile, we, yarashnu, otaha. And here, Midrash note, Mizmor of Kaf, here, Psalm 120, Midrash note, the E.T., the edited text quotes here, quote, and thou shalt get up above thee very high. But this is not a quotation from scripture. The nearest parallel reads, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high. Here, a Midrash note referring to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43. And that is obviously inappropriate. Accordingly, I and I follow Mordecai Gimple's suggestion and substitute the verse, even this verse right here, out of the book of Numbers, out of the Sefer Bamidbar. Out of the book of Numbers, right here, Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, as scripture says, going, we, I and I, shall go up and possess it and possess her. Alo na'ile we yarashnu otaha. Scripture says also, even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo HaMelech, Song of Songs of Solomon 3 and 6, who is this that keeps ascending out of the wilderness, like pillars of smoke? Who is this that keeps ascending out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Mi zota ola mina hamidbar ketir merota ashan mikutareta mor ula bona mi kol abkata rokel. Full of verse right here. Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 3 and 6, KJV reads, who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Mi zota ola mina hamidbara ketia merota ashan me kutareta mor ua levona mikola avkata rokel. Who is this that keeps ascending out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Mi zot, who zot, this she, mi zot ola, mi zot ola, who is this that keeps ola ascending? Min hamidbar, mean from hamidbar, from the midbar, from the wilderness. Ke timrot ashan, like ke pillars. Ketimrot ashan, smoke, like pillars of smoke. Ketimrot ashan. Mi zot ola mina hamidbar ketimrot ashan. That is, who is this that is helped to ascend steadily mina hamidbar, out of the midbar, out of the wilderness? So too, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, come down, they do not make one descent at a time, For it is said to them, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43, thou shall come down lower and lower. Thou, the I, shall come down lower and lower. Ve'ata tered mata mata, and thou shall come down lower and lower. Ve'ata, thou, the I man, ve'ata tered, come down mata mata, lower and lower. Ve'ata tered mata mata. And also in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 1, how hath the Lord cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Yisrael, the beauty of Israel. Aika ya'iba be'apo Adonai et bata Zion, hishlik mishamayima eretza tiyafereta Yisrael ulo zakara hedom raglayo. But Yom Apo, hear the fuller verse. How hath Adonai covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger and cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, of Israel, and remembered not his footstool in the day of his anger. Ekah Ya'iba Be'apo Adonai et bata Siona hishlik mi shamayim eret tiferet Yisrael lo zakara dom raglayo yom apo. On the other hand, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons and children of Israel go up, aliyah up, go up, they will go up many heights at once. Hence, here, even in today, Psalm Mizmor of Kaf, Psalm 120, it is said, a song of the goings up, Shir Hama'elot, Shir Hama'alot, Shir Hama'elot, a song of Shir Hama'elot, Hama'alot, of the goings up. In my distress, I call to the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips.
Now often are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye?
In my distress, I call to the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Hear. Today's psalm is more Kof Kaf, the Aleph and the Beit verse. El Yahuwah batzaratah li karati wa ya'neni Yahuwah hatzilah nafshi mi safata shekar mi lashon remiya. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, even as Thou, the I, hast delivered us, I and I, from all kinds of distress and anxieties and tight, difficult situations. Deliver I and I, from this one, and we and I and I shall have no other distress. For lying lips, Sifat Sheker, in them is our distress. Hence, here, it is said, deliver my soul, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, He who be, we be, from lying lips. Yahuwah, Hatzilah, Nafshi, Mi Sifat Sheker. Of all the organs of a man's body, some are fixed in place and some have freedom of movement. His feet make him free to come and go. His hands make it possible for him to give and take. Only the tongue is neither fixed nor free. Being set inside, it is isolated and hemmed in. Being set inside, It is isolated and hemmed in. And yet the tongue can smite the great and the small, the near and the far. It could smite all the more fatally if it were outside a man's body. Or if like some other parts, it could give and take. Or if like the feet, it were free to come and go. And here, Midrash note on this section right here. Compare with the previous Midrash, the previous study on Psalm 52, the sixth parak, the sixth section, 52.6. What shall it profit thee, or what shall be added to thee, thou false tongue? Here, the gamel verse. What shall it profit thee, or what shall be added to thee, thou false tongue? Ma yiten lika? Uma Yosef Lak Lashon Remia. What shall thy falseness profit thee? Or what good can it do thee? Can it do thee I? Ma yitain lika uma Yosef Lak Lashon Remia. The tongue sins, aksa, but not for its own advantage. The tongue, the Lashon, the tongue sins. It ucks up, falls short, missed the mark, but not for its own advantage. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says to HaLashon, says to the tongue, when a thief steals, he steals to eat. Though it is written even in Shemot in Exodus, thou shalt not steal. Lo tignob, lo not tignob, to steal. Lo tignob, a thief will steal for the need of the moment. As it is said even in the Mashal, the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Lo yavuzua la ganav kia ignov li maleya nafsho kia yirav. Men do not despise a thief. Lo yabuzu la ganav. Lo yabuzu la ganav. If he steal kia yignova, if he steal le male nafsho, to satisfy, to fill his soul. Le male nafsho. When ki he is hungry. Ki yirav. Lo yabuzu la ganab. Kia yignoba. Le male nafsho. Kia yirav. Though it is written, thou shalt not commit adultery, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Lo tinaf, thou shalt not commit adultery. Lo tinaf. A man will commit adultery and, for the moment, satisfy his appetite. As is said also in the Mishle Shlomo, the Mishle Shlomo, the Mashal of Solomon, Proverbs 6:32, as is said, he that committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. So a man will commit adultery and for the moment satisfy his appetite. As is said in the Proverbs 6:32, he that committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Noeifa isha chesar lev, mashachita nafsho, hu ya'isena. He that committeth adultery with a woman, noeif isha, lacketh understanding. Chesar lev. He doeth it that would destroy his own soul. Mashachit nafsho, destruction, destroying nafsho, his psyche, her, his soul. Hu, he, ya isena, noef isha, chesar leiba. Mashachita nafsho, hu, ya isena. Though the adulterer destroys his own soul, his own psyche, nafsho, yet for the moment he satisfies his lust. But thou, O tongue, what good hast thou done thyself by thy slaying? I shall tell thee, O evil tongue, how I am going to act towards thee, how I am going to act towards the eye, even as thou didst act towards the world from the beginning, from Bereshit. As a serpent thou spokest evil to Adam, so shall I act towards thee. Thou wast also the serpent tongue of the Midbar, of the wilderness, when, as it is written even in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 21, verse 5, the people spoke against God and against Moses. The people spoke against God and against Moshe, against Moses. Vaydaber ha'am be'Elohim u be'Moshe. And the people spoke against Elohim and against Moshe. Vaydaber ha'am be'Elohim u be'Moshe. And how did Adonai act towards them? The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. Even in the next verse, Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 21, verse 6. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people. Vayishlach Yahuwah ba'am etaha nechashim ha-serafim. And he who be, we be, Yahuwah, Jehovah sent. Vayishlach Yahuwah among the people, upon the people, ba'am, etaha nechashim ha-serafim, sent among the people, fiery serpents, ha-nechashim ha-serafim. Why nechashim? Why serpents? Because it was a serpent that spoke evil, as is said even in Psalm 140, Hebrew of the fourth verse. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Viper's venom is under their lips. They have sharpened them tongues like a serpent. Viper's venom is under them lips. Shanua lishonam kumo nachasha. Chemata akashuv tachata sefatemo. Selah. Shanu, they sharpening, lishonam, lishon, tongue, am, their tongue, lishonam, shanu, lishonam, kumo, like, nachash, like a serpent, kumo, nachash, chemat, venom, poison, chemat, akshub, of vipers, chemata, akshub, tachat, under sifatemo, under their lips, selah, forever. And so I made those evil tongue, Bnei Yisrael, those evil tongue, children of Yisrael, into the dust, that I have decreed for Hanachash, for the serpent, as it is written even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, dust shalt thou eat. We'afar tokal, and thus, we'afar tokal, thou shalt eat, to'akal, we'afar tokal. And here, Midrash note on, we'afar tokal, and thus thou shalt eat. The people bitten by the serpents died, and thus, figuratively, in a figure of speech, figuratively became dust. And another one gone, another one bite the dust. What shall it profit thee? Or what shall be added to thee, thou false tongue? Mah yiten lika umah yosif lak lashon remiya. What shall it profit thee? Mah Yitena lekta, or what shall be added? What shall be added to thee, to the eye? Uma yosif lak, thou false tongue. Lashon remia, lashon remia. Here today's psalm is more off kaf. Psalm 120, here the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. The evil tongue is called, quote, triple slaying. The evil tongue is called triple slaying. And here, Midrash note on triple slaying, literally the third. Triple slaying, the third slaying. The evil tongue is called triple slaying. Lamaze, why? Because it slays three. The one who owns it, the one who listens to it, and the one of whom it speaks. And so you find in the story of Doeg, that it slew three. It slew Doeg, dog himself, for he had no portion in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. It slew Ahimelech the priest, for it is said, even in 1 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 19, and Nob, the city of the priest, HaKohanim, Doeg, smote with the edge of the sword. It also slew Saul. It also slew Shaul, who listened to it and accepted its words. For it is said, so Saul died, and his three sons. And here, Midrash note, Padua offers in emendation a more appropriate proof text, namely 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13, that reads, so Saul died for his transgression that he committed against Yahuwah, against Jehovah. The transgression being his heeding of slander. And also compare the above Midrash on Psalm 12, the second section, the second perek, the Midrash 12.2. And the wicked and the ratchet kingdom, the wicked government, the wicked kingdom slays with its tongue, as does a serpent. For it is said even in Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 22, the voice thereof shall go like a serpent. The voice thereof shall go like a serpent. Kolaha ka nahash yelek. Kolaha, the voice thereof, her voice, ka nahash, like a serpent, yelek. He shall go. The voice, her voice, like a serpent, he shall go. Kolaha ka nahash yelek. The sound thereof shall go like the serpents. Olaha kan nachash yelek. Ha lashon, the lashon, the tongue, the lisan, the lashon, the tongue, is like an arrow. Lama, why? Lama is that? Why is this? Because if a man takes his sword in hand to slay his fellow, who thereupon pleads with him and begs for mercy, the would-be slayer can repent and return the sword to its sheath. But an arrow, once the would-be slayer aims and lets it go, he cannot bring it back, even if he wants to bring it back. Hence, here it is said, sharp are the arrows of the mighty, like coals of broom. Here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, here, the Dalet, the fourth verse, Hebraically. Chitzei Giborah. Shinunim, Aima Gachleya Ritamim, sharp arrows of the mighty, Chitzei Gibor, arrows of the mighty, Chitzei Gibor, Shinunim, sharp ones, Chitzei Gibor, Shinunim, Aim Gachleya Ritamim, sharp arrows of the mighty with, Aim, with Gachleya, coals of Gachle ritamin, coals of broom, coals of juniper, coals of broom. Chitzeya gibora shinunim, aima gachleya ritamin. For a broom shrub, once set on fire, makes coals that cannot be extinguished. Once It happened that two men going through the midbar of the wilderness sat down under a broom shrub, gathered some fallen twigs of the broom, broiled for themselves what they wanted to eat, and ate their victuals. A year later, when they came back into the midbar, into the wilderness, to the place of the broom shrub, and found the ashes of the fire that they had kindled, they said, quote, "It is now 12 months since we came through here and ate in this place." Thereupon, they raked up the ashes, and as they walked over them, their feet were burnt by the coals under the ashes, for they were still unextinguished. Hence here, the evil tongue is said to be like coals of broom, gachle ritamim, coals of broom. As in the verse, sharp are the arrows of the mighty, like coals of broom, chitzei gibor shnuni, aim gachle ritami. A wicked, a ratchet man can slay other men with his tongue, like an arrow that a man is unaware of until it reaches him. So is the evil tongue. A man is unaware of it until its arrows from the kingdom of Esau come suddenly upon him. A man remains unaware of it until suddenly a sentence of death or imprisonment is released against him. For while the man is given over to his own affairs, the scribes libel him wherever he may be and so slay him. And here, Midrash note, rather, this section here, quote, because that man would be living in his own place, while the authorities would send the writ condemning him to his locality, and thus, like this, have him put to death. The man would be living in his village entirely unaware that a death warrant based on someone's accusation is on the way from the administrative center, ordering the village elders to put him to death. Hence, here it is said, sharp are the arrows of the mighty. Chitzei gibor shenunim. Sharp are the arrows of the mighty. Thus, like this, Moses said to Yisrael, even in Psalm 91 and 5, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Lo tira mi pachad laila. Thou shalt not be afraid. Lo tira, thou shalt not be afraid. Mi pachad, from the terror, from the dread, the pachad. Mi pachad laila, of the terror, from the terror of the night, of the terror by night. Lo tira, mi pachad laila. That is, of the terror of the kingdom of Esau, the kingdom of Esau. And he went on to say, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. Mechetza yaof yomam. Nor of the arrow, mechetz, and from the chetz, the arrow, yaof, that flyer, yaof yomam. Mechetza yaof yomam. Nor of the arrow that flieth by day, or by days, yomam, days. Mechetza yaof yomam. That is the arrow of the scribes of Esau, of Esau. Hence, here it is said, sharp are the arrows of the mighty. Chitzei gibor shenunim.
Let them keep talking. Whoa, bark if you're barking. Oh yes, let them talk, keep them talking. Hey, we're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah.
We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who of ears to hear, let them hear. And who of eyes to see, let them see. No one in this world can stop me, cause I'm protected by the Almighty. Jah is with me wherever I go. Oh, I know Jah loves me so. One thing I know, and of that I'm sure, I'm gonna talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, oh yes. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, and I know. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, let them say what they wanna say, what they do or say. Can't lead I astray, Jah is thy guide. Them talking, I'm gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking, oh. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Let them pass all the dirty remarks. If they were dogs, then they would bark. Shoot them, don't know them, gonna soon die. Just like old chaps, they're gonna put them to park. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking. Laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Keep them talking, yeah. Whoa, whoa, oh, well. Let them talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming, talk, keep them talking. We're gonna keep them talking, laugh when they're talking, yeah. We've got a lot more coming. Who appears to hear, let them hear.
Yes, I'm about to know, but I'm about to know. ስሜ ይቀደስ፣ መንግስት ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም።
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
It's like Jah knew that the people, Hashem knew that the people would not be able to keep it. So he sets the stipulations for priesthood and sacrifice, although initially such was not there. It was just pure legislation, pure law. It was the 10 words, the Eseret HaDebarim. Aser te kalat. It was the 10 words. But Jah knew. Who knows? Jah knows. Exiavihar Yaukal. Yahweh Yaukal. He who be who he be. He knew that Yisrael. He knew that the B'nai Yisrael, that the people even of the children of Israel, that called Yisrael, would not be able to keep it. Keep what? To keep their word, you know, call Asher Dibar Adonai, and the Asher, and then they added even to that, Venishma. We will, not only will we do all that Adonai has said, call Asher Adonai. Well, actually it said, Yahuwah. Now we say Adonai out of out of calling upon, O Lord, of his mercy, right, Adonai, as we're just reasoning. Now, in the Aliyah and in the invocation, we seek to use the Yod Hey Weh Hey, you know, in spirit and in truth. But what the people said was that all that the Lord Jehovah has said, Kol Asher Diber Adonai. Now this is interesting when we see the various areas. I think it's the three areas. I'm going to go over this in review, hopefully it's the Chaburim again. But John knew, so here we are getting after these four. Another interesting point and theme we notice Chaburim in the H4C Hebrew for Christians, there was a note. And this is a very, very good note. We have said this before, but we like how this is said right here. You cannot have the cross. You can't have the cross, the meskel. You can't have the cross that marked the Tawah, right, without HaTorah, without the instruction directions. And you cannot have HaTorah, can't have the directions, the instruction, or the law, Jalor, without the meskel, without the cross. And we say the true cross, or the finding of that true cross and the connection that we have, even in this Torah portion, the 19th, with the sanctuary, built for Jah, sanctuary, mikdash, where he may dwell in our midst, so it's that sanctuary of the heart, heartically speaking. So the offerings, the teruma, the qualification for the offerings, right? Yidbeinu libo, one whose heart maketh him willing, one who has a willing heart, one whose heart maketh him willing. So John knew that his people had spoken somewhat, you think? Somewhat presumptuously, but yet it is just like I and we, you know, putting our commitment to Jah first before they and even we, I and I, fully understood and understood what was and what is required of them and what is required of us. So thus we have a reason and a meditation on priorities. The priorities. What are the priorities that are placed before us, even in this sabbatical study, in this Shavuah here? It's the offering, right? The offering of the heart, the offering of the willing heart to build for he who be, we be, that holy place, the innermost of the innocence, that place to be still and know, the place to be still and gnosis, that holy place, that chapel. Selassie is the chapel.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
My
advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Discipleship Radio.
That's it.